Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for our livestock producers. Livestock Disaster Program enrollment opened on April 15th of this year. There's four disaster programs that were authorized by the 2014 Farm Bill as permanent programs. These programs provided retroactive authority to cover all eligible losses back to the 1st of October of 2011. First program is the Livestock Forage Program, which is LFP. That provides compensation to eligible producers who suffered grazing losses due to the drought. Cass County producers are eligible for 2012 payments due to the drought that year. In order for producers to qualify, their livestock must have grazed land for commercial use as part of a farming operation. Producers must be listed on a farm, have an interest in the livestock, and certify the pasture was used for grazing. LFP payments are calculated based on 60% of the lesser of the monthly feed cost for all covered livestock, or calculated by using the normal carrying capacity of the eligible grazing land of the livestock producer. The Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, provides compensation to livestock producers who suffered livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality, also due to adverse weather events, after the 1st of October of 2011. In order to be eligible for payment, producers need to provide proof of livestock death. Contact our office if you have questions as to what constitutes acceptable production evidence under this program. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, ELAP, is available for eligible producers of livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish who have suffered losses because of disease, adverse weather, or other conditions after October 1st of 11 that are not covered under the LIP or LFP programs. An example of that kind of loss covered under the program includes the honeybee losses due to colony collapse disorder. Applications for program year 2012 and 2013 ELAP are due the 1st of August of this year. Program 2014 ELAP applications are due the November 1st of this year. Deadline to file notice of loss and application for payment for the LFP-LIP programs is the 30th of January 2015, although any applications completed after the 1st of October of this year are subject to a 7.2% sequestration reduction. Next, county committee election nominations. County committees are a critical component of the operations of the Farm Service Agency. Members of the local county committees help deliver FSA farm programs at the local level. Agricultural producers who serve on county committees help with the decisions necessary to administer farm programs in local counties. They work to ensure FSA agricultural programs serve the needs of the local producers. Operating within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws, FSA county committees apply their judgment and knowledge to make local decisions. Members meet approximately once a month, depending upon the tasks at hand. For election purposes, counties are divided into local administrative areas. Those are known as LAAs. Cass County is divided into three LAAs. Each LAA selects one producer to serve a three-year term. Cass County producers in Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria Townships encompass LAA 2, which is the one that's up for election this year. If you're a participant in an FSA program and are of legal voting age, you may be nominated to serve on the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as candidates. The nomination form is available to Cass County FSA office, or it may be downloaded online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. In order to be valid, the nomination form must be signed by the person being nominated. This indicates their agreement to serve if elected. Nominations began June 16th, and the completed nomination forms must be postmarked and returned to the Cass County FSA office no later than 1st of August of this year. Now, 2014 CRP reminders. First reminders for CRP mid-contract management. Producers participating in the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, May 15th to August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded if they have not turned in their cost share billings as of yet, they need to do those as soon as possible. They also need to request an extension if they have not completed their activities to complete those between August 1st and before September 30th of this year. The second reminder is for CRP signups and extensions. Beginning last month, producers were able to sign up for a CRP program. Those programs include the sign-up or continuous sign-up, and a one-year extension of previously enrolled general sign-up contracts, and the transitions incentive programs. Under continuous sign-up authority, eligible land can be enrolled in CRP at any time with contracts of up to 10 to 15 years in duration. In lieu of the general sign-up this year, USDA is allowing producers with general CRP contracts expiring this September to have an option of a one-year contract extension. The Transition Incentive Program provides two additional years of payments for retired farmers and ranchers who transition expiring CRP acres to socially disadvantaged, military veteran, or beginning producers who return the land to sustainable grazing or crop production. For more information on CRP signups and extensions, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.